Confession. It is very difficult for me to allow others to do things for me. Are any of you that way? I just recently had a birthday party for my husband who turned 50 this week. And it was going to be a very large party held at a park. We had a great time, a lot of people showed up, and it was a great memory. Before the party, a few of my friends texted me and asked me if there was anything they could do or bring to the party. And I said no to all of their help. Now, I could have used their help. And that's really on me because it's difficult for me. I never want to be a bother to anyone. I never want to impose on anyone. I think if I thought it through long enough, it might be a form of pride, but I really don't want to go there. So, what made me think of talking about this was the story in the Bible of Jesus speaking to the woman at the well. He knew that it was very unconventional for a Jew to speak to a Samaritan, even for a man to speak to a woman at the well. What was the first thing he did when he spoke to her? He asked her for a drink of water. He asked her for a favor, and it broke the ice between the two of them. And I thought, how genius is that? It is so true that when you are in a situation that's awkward, you're very thankful if there's something you can do for someone. That really quickly forms a bond between the two of you where you feel that maybe the playing field has been leveled a little. You're not so intimidated. You don't feel so awkward with the person. If you feel like there's something you can do for them, if you feel like there's something you can bring to the table. Jesus was a master with relationships. I love studying the Gospels just to see how great Jesus was with communication and relationships. There's so much to learn there. And my takeaway for this week is let people do things for you. If you're trying to connect with a neighbor and you want to get them the Gospel, possibly before just knocking on their door, having never spoken to them before, and giving them a tract and sharing the plan of salvation for the very first time after living next to them for years and never speaking to them, that might not be the best idea. I have a neighbor that has a little business in her home where she makes chocolate-covered strawberries that are beautiful, and she sells them for parties and things. Several times I have ordered chocolate-covered strawberries from her for a party I was going to. Yes, it is great to have it at a party. It's beautiful. Everyone loves it. But I admit that my end goal is I want to share the gospel with my neighbor. And having purchased something from her, it tears down barriers between cultures, between male and female, between any kind of a barrier that might be between you and a stranger. Maybe going over and asking your neighbor, do you think I could borrow a cup of sugar? For people that never want to be a mooch or a bother, that's sometimes hard. I'm not talking to you ladies if you are always asking people for favors and if you're always wanting people to do things for you for free, and that's the opposite end, and many of us can't even understand that mentality. But if you are struggling with ever letting people do things for you, think of Jesus asking the woman at the well to give him a drink. And Abraham's servant did the same thing in the Old Testament when he asked a drink of Rebecca at the well. And it just breaks down barriers. I think it's actually a smart thing to do and a kind thing to do if you let someone help you in a way that they feel they can be useful. It's a compliment to them. So let's think along those lines this week. Again, Jesus being our example, like he is in every area. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week, friends.